This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
America wouldn't go down so easy, would it? And this is only the beginning. Dr. Steve Pachinik, former spymaster, worked a lot of agencies to the State Department, joins us. He'll be with us 30 minutes in the next hour with, of course, another great brain, Michael Schneider, the Dr. Jerome Corsi. He has major White House contacts that are giving him all the intel with breaking stories that nobody's covering because they're so big with the corruption. Hundreds of billions stolen by Obama out of Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, looting everything. I mean, it's all coming out. The data dump has begun. Now, let's go back to Dr. Steve Pachinik. You were getting into the fact that major things are happening. Go ahead.
What this is a game changer. What's happening in effect is that our community and the intelligence community, both civilian and military, what they're interested in is warning the American public and the world that the so-called smart appliances, let's say a phone, smart TV, Samsung, Sony, even your smart car, is totally vulnerable to the NSA and in particular the CIA. Now, the NSA always had the mandate for cyber command and cyber warfare. The individual and the institution that never had the command or the mandate was the CIA. It has to release its mandate or it will be prosecuted for crimes against the state. And it has already committed crimes against the state. Remember, when you and I first started, one of the reasons why I was so pleased to come on your show and to continue to be on the show was the fact that you represented the American public and you were not in any way influenced by mainstream media. The 9/11 issue was so embarrassing to our military, where they were literally bushwhacked into a war. And they were bushwhacked into a war by none other than the civilian CIA. And John Brennan was a major element, George Tenet, Peter Goss, a whole group of congressmen and senators who eventually became honorable or whatever else they did, they were criminals. In return, the intelligence community said, we no longer want to be part of a republic which dupes the American public. And that was why I was used as the mouthpiece and the individual to relate it to the American public. As long as you and I and the American people understood that the republic had to be paramount and that the individual was supreme in this republic.
Well, by the way, I don't want to brag because I've known this for a long time. It's crazy. I'm not part of any intelligence agency. I just was an American patriot resisting this tyranny. But going back 18 years ago, 15 years ago, then 12 years ago, I've now confirmed with all these folks in SEAL Team 6 and Delta Force and Special Operations, their commanders would come in and say, you're to listen to Alex Jones. We can't tell you all this, but he's figured it out. I can legally tell you you're ordered to listen to that. And from deep inside all these agencies, and I wasn't even that good 15 years ago, but you were coming on then, they were ordered to listen to me. So it's not the whole agencies, but what was this ordering them to listen to me 15 years ago? What's that?
Well, what had happened, and with all due respect to you, I know you're quite modest, but the issue was that you were able to stand forth as a fighter. You were a fighter within the business of news. Now, at that time, nobody understood what the alternative media was. No one could understand how could a young man from Austin, Texas, garner such a reputation and garner a huge audience of over 18 million. When you and I kept talking, and it started with Benghazi, it started with 9/11, it was with the nonsense of Osama bin Laden, the credibility that you created within the audience and within your own narrative was so important to our intelligence community that they understood this was a venue to talk to the public. They don't need David Singer. They don't need any of their David Ignatius of the Washington Post. They don't need any of these reporters. That's why what you're seeing in the press and on TV is the death. And I've said it for a long
time. Let's talk about that when we come back in 70 seconds. You'll have the floor to talk about where we go from here, what we expect next, how the criminal elements, the deep space, deep state will strike back. With Dr. Steve Pachenik, stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers, they bought a 95-year-old German blade factory, and they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with five German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 3434. That's harrys.com, code 3434, to get your free trial set.
Mass deportations, a ban on terrorist countries, protecting our border, a huge expansion of jobs. President Trump is really shaking up Washington and the media. David Horowitz's new book, Big Agenda, reveals Trump's secret plans. Now, Big Agenda is a New York Times bestseller. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Rush says you need to get it. It's in bookstores everywhere, or get our free offer at 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Michael Schneider's in Red Shot at the bottom of the hour. A columnist, read by millions a week. EconomicCollapseBlog.com. Hopefully, we can stop that. You know, Trump's able to turn the jobs back on, which he's doing a pretty good job of, but a lot of the globalist operations like Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan admit they're trying to actually implode the economy to consolidate it, despite the fact they've seen record profits under Trump. Best small business numbers since the 1984 recovery of Reagan. That's official news. Exxon Mobil announcing hundreds of billions of dollars of investment in the next four years on the Texas and Louisiana coast. I mean, it's just daily these huge announcements that we're open for business again, that we won't prohibit you coming here and doing things. That's what globalism is, was selling off American assets, selling off the fact that we had more than half the world's wealth 30 years ago. Dr. Steve Pachenik's riding shotgun with us as well, co-author with Tom Clancy, filmmaker, of course, involved in a lot of different agencies and helped broker the Camp David Accords, founder of Delta Force with General Boykin and Schumacher and others. And he can seriously come on and told you there's been a major war inside the government, a civil war, a deep state war. He's been saying that for several years. Now it's all over the news today. So really what's happened is, what happens now that 9,000 documents come out, or 9,000 pages, Vault 7, the largest ever publication of confidential CIA documents, that's released today, massive coverage, Infowars.com, and they admit, we're remote controlling people's cars and blowing them up. They admit, we're breaking into your phones and watching and listening to you and your smart TVs. Well, that was all in the terms and service. We told you about that 15 years ago, but it's all here now. So what happens is what we've covered here becomes so mainstream, and even Fox News and CNN are forced to report it, and Obama's dumb enough to say, we're not surveilling President Trump or General Flynn, when a month ago they said they were in the news. So you're seeing that these losers are so arrogant, they think they're invincible. Obama set up this office 2 miles away from Trump saying he's going to overthrow it. And Holder says, he's coming, like he's Christ. I mean, I'm not a psychiatrist like Dr. Pachinik, but I mean, this is delusional crap. And I don't want us to be delusional either. We're in the fight of our lives, but we're getting the initiative. Trump isn't a coward. He knows what he's doing. And so this is an amazing time to be alive right now. Dr. Pachinik, I want to go to our guests and have you go back and forth. But, I mean, what would you say this time is we're alive in right now? Then I'll ask Snyder the same question. I mean, is this not one of the most important times in U.S. history?
From the very beginning, since 9/11 and the fact that we continue, this is a second American Revolution. This is as clear as it becomes when the entire regime was changed legally, and it was changed thanks to you, the Internet, alternative media, social media, and it was a new type of revolution. That's why the press doesn't understand it. And economically, we are changing because Brexit is breaking up. Germany is now coming to see Trump. China has to deal with Trump. Japan had to deal with Trump. And your guest will explain why the economic dimensions are even more serious. But the reason why this was dumped out again, if you want to call it another counter coup on our behalf, where we did it against Hillary, we did it against Obama, now we're doing it so that we can bring into the forefront the issue of cyberspace and cyber command and cyber warfare. That's what my people, both civilian and military.
You said 3 years ago Snowden was a deep state deal to cut the wings of these out-of-control agencies. You've been proven right.
Correct. Well, I don't want to be right. I just want to protect the Republic. I want to make sure.
I know you can't talk about a lot of secret stuff. I have a lot of sources, too. But, I mean, give us the feeling of how you knew 3 years ago that Snowden was actually doing this with a Patriot group and where this is going.
Because when you hear a story that's concocted as follows, Snowden broke his leg in special forces, then he was hired by the CIA, then he was fired by the CIA, and then he was a contract officer for the CIA, then he was a contract officer for Booz Allen, and then it's so cockamamie, it's so convoluted, this is typical CIA nonsense. So when you hear a convoluted story like Osama bin Laden was killed, when in fact he was already dead and he had a renal dialysis machine and he couldn't move, but they killed him in Pakistan in the center of the most secure area in Pakistan, that was absurd. And so people like McRaven, the SEAL teams, and all the special forces, General Dempsey, they were all compromised by a stupid narrative which couldn't be corrected. And that's why the CIA has had a real problem. I said stupidity, arrogance, and incompetence has been the triad of the CIA for years. Whereas in military intelligence, if you come up with that kind of nonsensical story, you would have been fired and court-martialed. And you saw that with Manning, and you saw that with others. So from our perspective, the more convoluted the story, the more nonsensical it is. Obama was the candidate who was the most lethal of all. Everybody thought he was sweet, intelligent, and didn't do very much. You saw how lethal he was to the entire country. And I said it from the beginning. When you have a black individual, a mulatto, whose mother was in the CIA, whose grandfather and grandmother were in the CIA, and they worked for the East-West Center under what I control, then you know you have a CIA operative who really doesn't know strategy and instead functions on tactics, on lies and deception.
So to simplify it, we have patriots from all the agencies, but mainly the Army and the military saying no to the CIA and the globalists.
Because we're trained. When we go into the military, we're trained to pledge allegiance to one thing, the Republic. We're trained to pledge allegiance to the Constitution and the Republic.
The CIA's full of a bunch of leftists now since the 70s.
Well, the CIA was full of leftists, universalists, lesbians, gays, transgender. They don't care. Their only interest is to increase their capabilities and to violate the laws of the Constitution.
So it's a power grab.
It's more than a power grab. It's a stupid, self-destructive entity which came out of a brilliant group of individuals who are white Anglo-Saxon Protestants. They came from the elite schools. They knew exactly what they were doing. They had served in World War II. And then in return, what we had was Catholics in action who were not the brightest in the world, who were totally incompetent, who never really fought in wars, who really never understood the strategy and tactics of where the Republic had to go, and instead created problems. As General Eisenhower said, the CIA has left a legacy of ashes, and this is the destruction. Now you see the punishment that's coming back again and again and again.
That's my next question, then we're going to Snyder, and then pop in. I'm going to skip the break so we have more time. This is such an epic time to be alive. That's what I've been told by my sources, not just you, is that if they keep pushing exponential, each data dump will become more devastating. This dwarfs anything we've seen so far by a power of one or two. The next thing is going to be even more devastating. Can the globalists and other groups give up? Because they seem so desperate. I think they know they're in deep trouble. Don't they understand if they just give up, they can go into abstention or are going to be left alone? But if they keep pushing, they're going to be totally destroyed?
They understand what you're saying, but that's not the reality of what's happening. Your guests can reaffirm this. Number one, I predicted years ago Europe would break up. The simple reason wasn't that.
You did. You were on here 6 years ago about de-evolution, right. How it was all going to happen, how we get right. A nationalist president and go back to the South, be the new king base, everything. Right. It all happened.
Yes. The reason I could say that, there were structural inconsistencies in the EU. When you have a very weak and competent country like France trying to block the rise of Germany, which by national character will always be the most powerful country in Europe, you know then it's a self-destructive move.
Because they're not even doing it for the EU. They're all fighting with each other in a power grab.
Well, not only that, there's going to be a disillusion. There's going to be currency changes. As your guest will say, you know, Britain is pulling out, but they have the pound, which you need.
Well, how much trouble is George W. Bush's or George Herbert Walker Bush's or John D. Rockefeller III or whatever? How much trouble is their New World Order in?
Their New World Order does not exist anymore. As a matter of fact, that's...
So it's already gone. They just haven't figured it out yet.
Well, the Rockefeller children, whom I know, the great-great-grandchildren, they couldn't care less. They're really not involved in money. Most of Soros is really irrelevant. All of the people that we're talking about are irrelevant. The people who are relevant are Merkel from Germany, Le Pen, a woman from France, Abe from Japan, and President Xi Jinping from China, who knows that he is an economic problem. He knows that very soon, if he does not act appropriately, we can make certain that China will have a very severe economic...
from what I've been read, I mean, in a month, couldn't we put China into a depression?
Well, China, actually, you know, you're hit it right on the head. I didn't want to say it, but China is technically insolvent. Most of their companies right now are bankrupt.
And that's why they're trying to throw their weight around is just bravado.
It's also bravado. It's a distraction from the major concern that President...
Let's come back to that. Stay there, Dr. Steve Pachinik, stevepachinik.com. Let's bring in Michael Snyder, Economic Collapse blog, millions of readers a day, contributes to Infowars.com. You're hearing all this. What a historic time to see Trump striking back. Are they smart enough to back off now, or will they have to release the next data dump?
Well, Alex, I believe the globalists are not going to give up. In fact, they know they're in a life or death struggle, and that's what we need to understand, because a lot of people out there, they thought, well, Trump got elected, now we have a good government. No, we still have a bad government. It's just Donald Trump has taken the most important position in the government, but now the deep state is rebelling against this foreign entity which has invaded their domain, and they want to get rid of him. You know, in the past, when Republicans lost an election, they said, well, we'll try again in 4 years. For the deep state, for the Democrats...
America is coming back into our government, and the globalists are pissed.
Yeah, they're freaking out. And so they had no intention of waiting 4 years to get rid of Trump. They plan to do it immediately. The Daily Mail said, hey, Obama, his sole goal is to remove Donald Trump from office, not 4 years from now, but as quickly as possible. And that's what the deep state is trying to do.
And that's called a coup. I mean, I'm not a guy that calls for violence, but at some point, Pachinik used to call for uprisings 5 years ago. I say, don't do that. We're into an info war. But if we have a president, he has good approval. He's doing good things. They're lying about him, trying to kill him. At some point, Dr. Pachinik, I mean, just briefly, at some point, when do we, I mean, obviously we're winning the info war now, but they keep calling for violence. Is there any teeth in that?
No. The reason we don't need violence at this particular point in time is because we are exceedingly good. We, in the military and the civilian intelligence community, we're very good at psychological warfare, which is what you saw. Coup, counter coup, and once again, this Vault 7, the dump.
Sure. Back to Michael real quick, because I interrupted. Go ahead, Michael.
Oh, everything you guys are saying is true. We've got this struggle within the government. And Donald Trump, you know, he got elected and he went to work right away trying to do the things he was elected to do. But he needs to realize that Trump is not going to last long unless he wins this battle against the deep state. Because the deep state, they have the initiative right now. They're just going to keep lobbing grenades and scandals at Trump.
I agree, but isn't this a giant counterstrike with this Vault 7?
Yeah, and I'm so thankful for that, because now we're getting a little light on the CIA and NSA, because up till now they've had the initiative because no light was being shed on them, so they could just anonymously do their work and lob
grenades. Sure, but I mean, Trump is the president now, has stuff that will completely destroy them if he wants. I mean, that's just crazy.
Yeah, the problem is there's just not one or two individuals. You're talking about thousands of individuals spread throughout the government, the deep state, that need to be rooted out. So Donald, and, you know, unfortunately, he just can't go in and shut down the NSA or the CIA, you know, without the help of Congress. And so, you know, there needs to be mass firings. He needs a clean house, because until he gets rid of these people, he's going to be dealing with it the entire time he's in the White House. And eventually they're going to find something on him that's going to stick. So Donald Trump needs to make this his top priority. And I'm so thankful that he's upset that they were wiretapping him, that they were listening to his calls, because finally now something may be done about all this unconstitutional surveillance.
I agree, because that's one thing Trump was wrong on, was going along with surveillance. And I said, wait till he realizes they've been surveilling him like 3 months ago. And it was like biblical, because now Trump's all pissed, realizing he's thinking, we use this against like Al-Qaeda or Russia or China. No, the real power is here domestically by criminal groups. It's got to be curtailed. Dr. Pachinik?
The key here, let me go at, it's not that he's going to weed out everybody. I appreciate what the gentleman said. The reality is what's happening is the Christian majority of this country is moving forward. It has consumed the notion of patriotism. Within Trump's administration, we were already prepared through General Mattis, General Kelly, McMaster, Flynn, and other generals. We knew exactly what to expect. The issue at hand is no longer that you want to eliminate your enemy. You want to expose them, as Vault 7 is doing. You want to prosecute them, go through a due process.
You want to fully discredit the ideology, not make them martyrs.
Correct. Not only the ideology, but you want to impugn the integrity of the legislatures who were looking over this, particularly Dianne Feinstein, particularly Wyden, particularly all the Republicans, McCain and Lindsey Graham and Schumer, all of those who were involved in overseeing the intelligence. This is far more important to us than eliminating anyone. But that's gone. There will be no violence. The other issue at hand, and this is what Michael can address, is that Trump has brought in Mnuchin. As I said before, Mnuchin's job is to realign the currencies of the United States, which is at too great a height right now, with the other currencies of the world, so that we can export at a favorable rate for ourselves.
That'll turn our economy on like nothing else.
Well, he's going to turn it on, but at the same time, he has to work with international currencies. In order for us not to be the supreme currency, which it is, we have to lower our rates so that we can compete with the French, the Japanese, the Mexicans. What we're doing now, instead of going into multilateral relationships, we're going to bilateral. So Mexico has a favorable outlook now because Wilbur Ross, the head of commerce who understands restructuring, said, look, we're going to give Mexico a very favorable rate on the pesos, but we're going to do business with them.
And let's be clear. And then the media spins it that Trump hates Mexicans when he's actually trying to lift everybody up.
No, he doesn't hate anybody. All he wants to do is do business, and it's apolitical in that way. He's going to do business with Canada. We've realigned our currencies according to the Canadian dollar. We're going to do business with England. We're going to realign our currency.
Okay, so I was reading all that. The media spins it. Mexico ought to literally be kissing his butt right now. He's actually trying to, like, equalize.
The media doesn't understand any of this. Alan, you're way beyond what's happening here. The alternative media has gone way beyond anything in the media. You can't expect...
Well, I'm not bragging, but let's say this. What's it like for Shiner and then you, Dr. Pachinik? Everything you cover, Michael, everything Pachinik covers, what Drudge covers, what WorldNet Daily covers, now suddenly you watch Fox and CNN, they're being forced to use the terms. Senator Rand Paul just called, wants to come on, and that's no big deal. He calls sometimes. But it's like they are starting to realize we've been dead on. This is an amazing moment. Go ahead, Michael.
Oh, it's very true. And you hear terms like globalist in the mainstream media versus nationalists, which is what they call people like us that don't want the globalist system. And so that's come to the forefront. All these things are coming to the forefront, which is a wonderful thing. But Trump is at a very dangerous time because there's this deep state war within the government. But then outside the government, people, you know, there's not going to be any violence on the right, as your guest mentioned. But on the left, they're becoming violent. There's calls for violence. In fact, former Attorney General Loretta Lynch just made a video. I don't know if you guys have seen it, where she said, hey, there were blood in the streets in the past, and we're going to have to do it again. People are going to have to die. This woman was just very recently the Attorney General of the United States.
Oh, I know. And by the way, they're in the news saying I'm calling for violence. I'm not. I'm saying they're trying to get violent. They're tasering people. They're beating them just this weekend all over the country, beating up women. I'm saying, how long do we put up with their crap? But I get it. I think we're winning by letting them, like Gandhi did, or Martin Luther King, beat us up and show they're the scum.
Well, basically, I agree with Michael, but what's really happening is University of Vermont, which is a liberal school, but nevertheless, they don't want to admit that they provide language studies for the CIA. In other words, they better get their act together before we stop funding University of Vermont and their nonsensical behavior, because they know they receive an incredible amount of dollars, as does the University of Berkeley. What's happening is you're getting the exposure points of the left, but it's 60 years too late. In other words, these kids who are not studying, they're not doing anything, have never served, will never serve our government, are going out and protesting. Is this the equivalent of the protests in the 1960s with Abby Hoffman, where people were killed? No. Is this, in fact, just an eruption of a bunch of entitled little babies and the left wing and all? Yes. What we have to be serious about is to address it. Dianne Feinstein, get her out. Nancy Pelosi, out. Mark Rubio, out. All of these people, Susan Collins, out. We don't need violence for this. We are way beyond that now. The left is lost. They have no idea what to do. They're trying to mimic what you did, what I do, what others have done, and it's lost.
They're calling themselves the resistance, but the entire dirty power structure is trying to prop them up. And it's crazy. In fact, they've got these new white papers out saying Jones hijacked the liberal movement that was against the WTO. No, just because I'm a patriot or more right-wing, which I'm not even right-wing, I'm a patriot, it doesn't mean that I don't want national sovereignty. It's the left pushing for globalism and corporate control outside of free market. They're the tyrants. I mean, what's going to happen, Dr. Pachinik, as a psychiatrist, or just as a citizen studying this, when the leftist crybabies, I mean, they're literally crybabies, finally find out that they were part of the establishment?
Well, not only are they part of the establishment, they are the nurtured little orphans of the establishment.
Yeah, the useful idiots.
But they're finished. The real issue is even the corporations who thought that they could get away from a Trump made a very big mistake. For example, Caterpillar, a major American company, did an inversion, what we call a financial inversion in Switzerland, and refused to pay billions of dollars in taxes. Trump picked it up. Our administration picked it up very quickly. And then the IRS came in on Caterpillar to say, guys, you've had falsified accounting. Now you will pay billions of dollars and you will come into criminal action. That's what's happening at a much greater level. The left doesn't understand that, not even the right. But when Caterpillar tries to avoid paying taxes by doing a stupid inversion into Switzerland, which is a haven for corrupt money, then you know you've got corporations.
Yeah, the simple Trump rule is this. We're open for business. We have low taxes, low regulations. You're not going to just suck off the country and get laws passed that screw us when you're going to end up hurting the population. We're going to have give and take two-way streets.
That's correct. But that reasonableness is not really understood by the left at point. The corporations are still trying like little babies to get away, and they're trying to act out. When a Trump
sure, to get, I mean, to get 100% profit, even though it burns down the world.
Well, the point is they've gotten away literally not with murder, but in some cases with murder. But this time around, when we brought in all the Goldman Sachs boys, all the economic experts, they finally...
Hold on, Doc. I'm going to let you have 2 minutes to finish up on the side where this is going. Then I'm going to give Snyder about 5 minutes and we cut into his time today. And then Rand Paul, Senator, wants to come on with some big news. He's going to be joining us. And we've got other folks coming with breaking news.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-319-4062. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-319-4062. That's 1-800-319-4062. 1-800-319-4062.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Like Stephen Bannon says, all the outside bubble of constructs will be burned down. This is a real revolution against tyranny you're seeing. 21st century war. Dr. Steve Pachinik is going to finish up. StevePachinik.com. Former spy chief. Hooked into everything. Everything he's talked about has really come true. He's been one of the most accurate guests we've had in decades. 22 years now on air. It's been 22 years as of April. I forgot to announce that on air. I'm saying 21 years. I get older and older here. 43 years old now. I've been on air since I was 21. And then, of course, we have Michael Snyder. Great brain on this. I'm going to give him about 5 minutes in a moment to finish up his comments. But The media is not going to tell you, though they're starting to, how big a deal this latest data dump is. It's exposing the CIA, the deep state, how it's been used to blackmail Congress, try to set up Trump. It's all coming out. And yes, this is the counterstrike. I don't even know if the president knew about this, but he was told you're being wiretapped by the agencies. He knew it was accurate. And so now this is just backing it all up. And there's even more, I'm told. So, Dr. Pachinik, let me ask you this. Other points you want to make, but then how does the establishment that's left, because they're so damn delusional and arrogant, how do they counterstrike? Or is the delusion I see is the bravado and the hubris fake? Is all this chutzpah fake, or is it real? And how do you, as a guy that predicted this 6-7 years ago on the air, how does all this lay out? How do you see the breaks happening?
This is the third coup and counter coup that, you know, we have been involved with. I told you weeks ago we would do this, we would do it again. Basically, what's happening is the deep state, or as you call it, the CIA and others, will be cleaned out. Pompeo's job is to clean them out. Mattis's job is to clean it out. We will clean out the 16 different intelligence organizations. But what we need, and we're fortunate to have Dr. Rand Paul. I have to thank Dr. Rand Paul and his father, Ron Paul, for having stood up against the neocons who tried to come back into the administration, particularly the worst and the scum of them all, Elliot Abrams and John Bolton. If it wasn't for Dr. Rand Paul, we would still have a huge influx of neocons. But he stood up, he wrote an incredible, accurate letter, and he defied the...
And he led the fight exposing how Obama and the neocons were backing al-Qaeda in Syria. He was the leader of that. I mean, he's really done a great job.
Well, yes, and I think the audience should really appreciate what Dr. Rand Paul has done as a singleton, literally working alone and really going up against Paul Ryan, going up against the weak-kneed Republicans, and he stood for what we wanted, which was the revolution, peaceful, at the same time making sure we clean out every piece of flotsam and jetsam that the Obama, the Bush administration had. So he becomes important. Other congressmen and senators will become important. But again, I'm very proud that he's a physician, he's a great ophthalmologist, and he's a great American. I want to thank you, your audience,
and your guests for
having been...
I want to thank you and everybody that's awake here, but I mean, it's a big time. How do they counterstrike then? I mean, if this is a football game or a war, how are we doing?
We basically won it. I'm going to say, you know, when we are the victors, let us be a little bit gracious and back off and continue to do what we do quietly. We don't have to gloat. We don't have to say anything. They will act out like children in a pamper.
In fact, doctor, I almost, this morning, I meant to come on air and say, we have won. It may take them a while to figure it out, but this, I can feel it. There's still a lot of fights to come. They can still try to kill the president, but even though they do that, it turns them into a martyr. I've looked down every avenue they've got. I don't see any way they can reconstitute themselves.
They're finished. When you have 79-year-old Pelosi and 82-year-old Dianne Feinstein, you're already in the cemetery. The left is in the cemetery. All we've done is to put flowers on their graves and walk away. You need not say anything else.
By the way, have you seen the footage where they think Russia attacked Korea? They don't say North or South. They think that Bush is still in office.
And that's the kind of stupidity you'll have when you have affirmative action. We had a president on affirmative action, Obama. He was a disaster. We cleaned out his record in 7 days. That's it. No more affirmative action. What we need is our entrepreneurial skills, and may the best win, and that's what America's about. Thank you very much, and thank your audience, and thank Dr. Rand Paul.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Pachinik.
My pleasure.
There you go. I don't think they're going to give up, though. I think it's going to have to really be bad. I think they're going to have to bring all the pedophile stuff out, and I know Trump wants to measure all this coming out, but I just don't think they understand what they're up against, because everything we've talked about and warned about is coming true. All right, Michael Snyder, economiccollapseblog.com. Great brain. Thanks for sharing your time with us today. To take 5 minutes, you've got the floor to relay what your biggest concerns are and see if you concur with Pachinik.
Yeah, Alex, what we have just witnessed is a critical moment in American history. When Donald Trump learned that the government had been listening to his conversations, wiretapping him, and he got extremely upset about it, that was an extremely good thing. Because now what Donald Trump can do is he can start asking questions. And if he starts asking questions, what he's going to find out is that the NSA is tapping directly into the central servers of every major technology company. I'm talking about Google, I'm talking about Facebook, Apple, et cetera, et cetera.
That's all declassified.
It's all declassified. It's all been documented. It's also been documented that the NSA has secret electronic monitoring rooms in every U.S. telecom company,
right,
where they tap directly into the...
It came out 8 years ago out of San Francisco at AT&T.
Yeah, but that was just one example. It's about, you know, at one point it was 20 around the nation. It's probably much more than that now. But all that information from the telecom companies, from the internet, is fed back to a giant data center out in Utah. They built it just
a couple
of years
ago. Let's be clear. It's so huge, it parallels the size of the regular telecom. That's how big it is because everything's passed through.
Yeah, it's got 1 million square feet of storage space there. It costs $2 billion to build. It takes $40 million a year just for the energy bill to keep that place running, and it can store 5 zettabytes of information. Now, what's a zettabyte? One zettabyte of information, that amount of storage space would require a stack of iPhones from here to the moon.
That's just one zettabyte.
So when you're talking about 5 zettabytes of information, you're talking about amount of information that's absolutely incomprehensible. So what's stored there? Basically, people have to assume that all of their phone calls, everything that they do on the internet, all the embarrassing selfies that they take, whatever goes through the pipes, the government grabs and then they keep and they store away. Now, they don't have enough people to sit there and listen to them all, but what they do, they grab it, they store it, then if they need it, they call it up. So if they're targeting a specific organization...
And let's not forget, they can plant things on it. That's in the WikiLeaks and the newest Vault 7, is they were in there trying to frame Trump. That's what they've been caught in, is with fake servers trying to say it was him.
Yeah, and also in this new data dump, it's come out that they can spoof attacks from other nations. Like they can do a false flag cyber attack, make it look like the Russians did it.
That's what I kept saying. They claim this stuff's coming from Russia because you have Russian malware. I can get that and do that.
Yeah, absolutely. And so in this new revelation, we learned that the CIA can use... It can tap into just about any device, even use Samsung televisions and use them as a microphone. So you're sitting in there in your home and you're just watching television and the government can literally be listening to your conversations. And the same thing is true with cell phones, where it's been documented that the NSA, the CIA, they have the capability of listening to you through your cell phone. Even if you think it's turned off, they can spoof it where it's still actually on. They can use it as a microphone to listen to your conversation.
Which we told people 20 years ago, now it's all over. So what happens is all this comes out. What happens to our credibility?
Well, our credibility goes way up because we've been warning about this forever. I've been writing about these things for years. You've been warning about these things for well over a decade. And so people are saying, hey, they were actually right about these things. But this is why Donald Trump and his team need to be so, so very careful, because literally wherever they go, whatever they're doing, the spooks could be listening, whether it's through a cell phone, whether it's through a television, any electronic device. And, you know, how are we going to get away from all electronic devices? Some people...
This is a point of privacy. You know, if I'm going to have time with my wife, I go put the phone in the other room just because, I mean, I know they do it. I've been there before when the damn thing turns on. People are typing on my phone, calling people and stuff. I mean, I don't ever talk about that on air, but I've experienced it a decade ago where your phone boots up, people are typing, they're calling people.
Yeah, even former CBS reporter Cheryl Atkinson, her computers would come on in the middle of the night and the government would hack into them, and she got computer experts to come in. And they actually planted classified documents on her computer so they could have something to frame her with.
They tried the same thing with Drake and others, but he got warned by people inside the agency saying they're doing this. So that's the good news, is there's people inside these boardrooms like, let's shut up William Binney and Thomas Drake. Let's go plant stuff on their computer and put them in prison. People are like... Then they literally put it in their mailbox and warn them, hey, they're coming with a SWAT team. I mean, it's just, man, evil.
Yeah, and so this is so critical because now Trump is in a position to do something about it. For so long, we've known about this. We've been screaming about this, but nothing has been done. But now Trump...
Well, I don't say this to be vindictive, but this is some of these people need to get tried. They need to be put in prison. Some of this is punishable by death. I mean, we need some public hangings. I don't say that meanly. I don't want to kill anybody. I want due process. But, I mean, people need to get hung over this. So folks are scared to do this again.
Yeah, and it's not just about going after the individuals, but it's about taking away one of the most powerful weapons of the New World Order, and it's this surveillance. It's this monitoring people. It's this information gathering. If you take that completely away from them, then they're greatly disarmed. So the key thing is to end the surveillance. Now, if Trump goes through this,
yeah, if it's a foreign power, a person of interest, spy the hell out of them. But here's another thing. Build all these kill switches into everything, where they can take over planes. Hackers can do it now. They've left everybody wide open, all these other governments, power plants, reactors, because they built this in. Of course, they've caught the Chinese, who make most of our chips. They're putting them in ours. I mean, this is freaking nuts, man. And then the NSA doesn't want to talk about it, because, oh, they'll know about our back doors if we know about the Chinese back doors. How about death penalty for putting back doors in people's stuff?
Yeah, and people don't understand what's going on out there. You know, when we hear about someone dying in a car crash, well, did they die in a car crash or did the government cause it to happen? When a plane crashes, well, you know, and Donald Trump's plane almost crashed, you know, a couple times there.
The driver just died, like 20-something top Russians just died. Oh, it's just...
Yeah, and so this is the kind of stuff that our government is doing. Our government has behaved very, very badly, so Donald Trump needs to put an end to that. He can't just get upset, but action needs to be taken. We need to stop the surveillance. We need to stop the assassinations. We need to stop...
No, I agree, but let me ask you this. What do you think is going to happen when the establishment doesn't back off and keeps going? Because I was told a long time ago, they'd get ready for this, that they're going to bring down the real data next. They're going to arrest the whole pedophile ring. They've already rolled up the procurers. I mean, they're ready. People say, well, go ahead and do it. It'll hurt the country so bad. We kind of, I mean, I they need to be arrested, but my God, this is crazy. What do you think?
Yeah, well, what we're seeing is an escalation on both sides, and eventually it could go nuclear on both sides.
I think they'll try to nuke Trump. They're scum. They think they're invincible. Trash always thinks it's invincible.
Yeah, and so they're going to go to whatever level they need to do to take down Trump, and then now Trump and his side could keep escalating things against the deep state, which they need to do. But literally, we are in a civil war. We're in a struggle for...
Yeah, by the way, that's not rhetoric. I keep telling people, this is not rhetoric.
No, it's not rhetoric at all, because the deep state, the globalists, they're not going to roll over and play dead and give up. They're going to fight for their lives because they know they're in the biggest struggle they've faced yet. And so the people need to understand, just because Trump's president, it's not over. But
the game's only begun. And it's a game for our entire family future. Michael, let me ask you this in closing. I've got to say, I've been ashamed of the stuff that happens in America. I've gotten upset at some of my fellow country people, but I'm really actually proud right now to realize what's been going on the last few decades, and always have known this, but I've personally been humble about it because I've been mission-oriented. But I'm telling you, this is history. This is so incredible what's happening, so complex, so big, and we really are getting the upper hand. We're having big victories. And it just really makes me proud to be an American. I've always been proud of our history. I'm so proud of our country. I love my fellow country people, no matter what color they are, where they came from. People that love liberty, I love them. And it makes me so proud right now to see that the country's coming back. And it makes me only want to work harder to make sure we succeed against these people.
Yeah, a second American Civil War has already started. Now, it's not involving shooting or that much violence, although we've seen the riots and protests, and I believe they're going to get a lot worse. But it's a struggle between two ideologies, the ideology of the globalist and the ideology of freedom and liberty and the values of our founding fathers. And one of those ideologies is eventually going to win and vanquish the others. And up until now, the globalists, they've had control of the entertainment system, the news, the education system, the political system, most of our politicians. But now with Trump, we're seeing an uprising. Now, the battle's not won. It could go either way, or there's a third alternative where we destroy each other and bring the nation down in the process. So that's better than the
globalist, all anti-family, pro-death people. That'd be better the country we bring down and then be run. Because them in control is humanity being brought down. That's more important than the country.
Oh, it's true. And so people need to realize this civil war is going to take time to play out, and it's not clear which side is going to ultimately reign victorious.
And that's why the maximum effort now of every man, woman, and child is critical.
at maximum effort more than ever before. And now Donald Trump has given us a beachhead, a foothold in the political realm to start making major changes. But we've got to actually make those changes. We got to keep Trump in office. That's why they're trying so hard to topple him, because they know they're in danger. And so it's the struggle. It's the fight of our lives. And people have got to put
more
energy into
this. The fight for America and the future of humanity is happening now, folks. It's really happening. That's not hype. It's beyond any hype I have. This is it. Be involved. Pray. Be politically involved. Call and talk radio, C-SPAN. Support broadcasts like this. Call Congress. Just whatever. Get aggressive, because the enemy media is not going to tell you what's happening. Michael Snyder, thank you so much for your great work.
Thank you.
All right. Senator Rand Paul called up about 20 minutes ago, 30 minutes ago, and wants to come on with some big news on Obamacare and the repeal of it. I know he wants something even stronger. I've looked at the legislation. I think what Trump's saying is great for negotiations, a good start, but Paul wants even more, so I'm fine with that. He wants to talk about the war that's going on in the government as well. So we'll talk to Rand Paul. I really like, it's been on fire lately. I really like that. And he's one of the whole Russia thing's made up, so it's very, very exciting. And Dr. Jerome Corsi has huge news as well joining us. And Paul Watson from London, England. Just briefly, we need capital to fund ourselves, but we sell stuff really low price. It's all game-changing, whether it's nutraceuticals or water filtration or non-GMO heirloom seeds. It's all about good things that replicate, that help you, that help us. I have a rule. It's got to be 360 win. Don't think that's going to be a Mr. Goody Two-Shoes. I want the good mojo, folks. And it's not like I'm into some magic stuff. It's at a spiritual level. I just feel it. I only sell what I know is the best. Trump, Pence 2020, keeping America great on the front. On the back, it's got the powerful words there. America first in 1776. Trump, Pence 2020, InfoWarsStore.com, $9.95. It's free shipping until next Tuesday. 1 week, I'm announcing, I decided to do it today, free shipping on all orders with no minimum. So that's equivalent to like a 20% discount on everything. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com for the supplements, or 888-253-3139, X2, Super Male Vitality, the Great Lung Cleanse, Caveman, Paleo, Bone Broth, and Turmeric, six other ingredients or seven other ingredients. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for the support. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Thank you all for coming through. Biome Defense Probiotics, the very best out there. The liver cleanses back in. Living Defense Parasite cleanses back in. I don't just say this, I mean it. Thank you so much. My God, it's so good to see the tide turning. It's so good.
Mass deportations, a ban on terrorist countries, protecting our border, a huge expansion of jobs. President Trump is really shaking up Washington and the media. David Horowitz's new book, Big Agenda, reveals Trump's secret plans. Now, Big Agenda is a New York Times bestseller. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Rush says you need to get it. It's in bookstores everywhere, or get our free offer at 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes. You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Zach Drucker is one of our great producers and also runs the board in there and posts articles when you see him live on air. He kind of chases behind me as I mention things. He tries to Google them and show that I'm not making it up. And he was just reading over 7,000 plus pages of Vault 7, the largest ever publication of confidential CIA documents that almost, I was watching mainstream media, it's Fox, CNN during the breaks, they're basically not even covering it. I mean, it's all the remote-controlled cars and breaking into your phone and getting all the hacker groups taken over again, all their exploits and putting out the malware that we always knew to break into everybody's phones and causing the internet outages. It's just sick criminal behavior against the American people and others. Just a rogue, out-of-control, power-tripping nobodies that hijacked our government. And Trump and the good people in the government are exposing it. We're exposing it. It's so exciting. Zach, you were making some of these, Zach Drucker is making some of these points. Sounds like a superhero name, doesn't it? Zach, tell folks, I mean, just reading over this is incredible. I know that Mikhail Phelan's one of our great hacker experts. He's done amazing things, exposed Stingray, you name it, with his great work. He's hooked into all the groups out there, DC Leaks, you name it, he talks to them. But, I mean, it's amazing, and we knew big stuff was coming soon, but he's just is speechless right now. This is the holy grail, the keys of the kingdom. It just shows what they were doing. And, of course, this comes from people inside the CIA exposing it. Wow, what do you make of this?
Well, I was looking into the Vault 7 files because, you know, like you said, there's 7,000 pages worth of documentation here.
Or 7,009, but okay. It
is a very powerful project within the CIA, within their hacking development. What they do is they acquire assets. They try to pick up everything that they can find. One thing that they did grab was the hacking team's dump. Hacking team was a Swiss company, one of the biggest anti-piracy kind of hacking enforcers, had a whole source code dump of everything that they had exploits for, hacks for, things like that. So any operating system you can think of under the sun.
Wireless systems, your home appliances,
Wi-Fi routers, everything. Full control over access and source codes to kits where they can basically create backdoor access to any operating system on any computer platform.
And they're waiting in a car. Michael Hastings is getting in his car. They have an exploit system. They launch it. They get control of the car. He doesn't even know it. They hit the button. It accelerates to 120. Boom.
Yep.
Detonate the bomb. I mean, they've got it all.
Full control over any type of computerized system. This is only one layer. This is one company they took information from.
This is the keys for the Trojan horse takeover system that endangers the entire planet.
Yep. Yeah, it's unreal.
Why would you allow this to be put into everything, knowing other governments, individuals, even if you were evil, you wouldn't want something like this?
Well, what's incredible is the fact that they have the capability of not just taking this information, but re-implementing all of it into whatever they like, whatever type of service or program that they want. There's even documents in here of devices with hacking software built into it that are already out being deployed.
Oh, yeah, they get the big telecoms and big producers to put it in them, and they got chips you can remote access everything.
Yep. Yeah, it's a
total breakaway civilization, industrial-level rewrite of the entire cultural system for surveillance and social engineering control. And Zuckerberg and Schmidt, all of them have been given the keys to it. That's the next level.
Yep. And what's important, too, is that these FISA courts basically enable them to have full access to all of these tools anytime they say anyone is a Russian agent, anytime they say there's any type of...
And that means a million people connected to them in a sphere.
Yes. Yeah, and it goes deep. The map of all the departments, there's 36 departments under the cyber.
So there's no oversight. You're giving a bunch of control freaks. We show the map to folks of the CIA flowchart. We can pull that up. I was showing that earlier. Keep going.
Yep. As you can see on the chart here, there's the Center for Cyber Intelligence. And if you look at the breakdown of just the Center for Cyber Intelligence, the CCI, that whole branch below it is all tied to it.
And that's mainly leftist control freaks that they've literally put in charge of everything.
Yep. It's 36 separate departments.
I've talked to folks that are at the CIA, and they say when Trump came in, those guys were hopping around with hatred. Get him out of here. I couldn't even control themselves.
Thank you for listening.
I mean, it was just like, I'm not saying hackers or wimps. I'm saying the type of leftist they hired. Great point, Zach. We'll be back straight ahead with Senator Rand Paul and more.